Welcome to the newest edition of Angelica's Room. I am your hostess, Angelica Rose. I'm back. You know what they say, you can never, ever, ever count a good woman out. It has been way too long since my last podcast. And you know what? I don't even want to waste any more time. Let's just go ahead and jump right into the show. So, you know what that means. It's time to kick off your shoes, relax your mind, and listen to the girl with the mic using the voice that God gave her. Let's go. All right. I am back in the saddle again, and I am not falling off. What can I say? I'm definitely a woman who knows what she's doing. Where to begin? So much time has lapsed since my last podcast. There's so much that's happened in the world and in the U.S. and just, let alone just in the sporting world. I mean, we finished a football season and a basketball season and almost an NBA season. And it's crazy. So much I could talk about. But you know what? Let me just start with the Razorbacks. You know, of course, we had a disappointing basketball season. I mean, better. I'm saying we're getting better. We're getting to the point where we can be excited. I mean, there were a couple of games, and I can see that excitement again in Barnhill Arena, and we like Mike and everything. So that feel that was there this year that I have not seen since 1995 and in the Nolan era and everything. So that felt good. That felt really good. On the football front, you know, we ended the season with our snouts tucked in between our legs, kind of scampered away and just wanted to be done with the season. What an embarrassment. So you can keep on saying all the jokes you want to, and I've heard them all. I think I've heard so many jokes concerning this whole nonsense that happened with Coach Petrino. It's funny. You have to say that it is funny. But you know what? Something that I have said for years concerning Coach Petrino is him and his team are not good recruiters. Coach Petrino had this ability to take these mediocre players, which we were for the most part recruiting. I mean, most of his recruits were mediocre. They were not these go-getters. They were not these wow blue chip players. Of course, he didn't know how to recruit. They didn't know how to recruit. So when But he had the ability to take these mediocre players and push them above their ability and make them look good and mesh together. Well, when Coach P was out of the equation, these mediocre players just couldn't even play mediocre level. It was just hard to watch because we have some good players. When Niles Davis can give the performance we thought that he would give, and to see the quarterback like Tyler Wilson come out and just make the mistakes that he made, but it's over. We definitely have a great hire. I'm excited about our new coach. I mean, Coach B brings a different outlook on the program. I think he definitely is going to bring in some big boy defense. You know, you hear people say, will he be able to play in the SEC? Of course he will. For one, he's going to be able to bring in these defensive players that we've needed in a program. We have never, ever really had that top-notch defense where we can go play in day in and day out with these Alabamas and LSUs as far as defense, and we've lacked it. Our offense, that's always been our main focus. And, you know, and I've always wondered what it'd be like if having a defensive mind at the realm, and here we go. So we'll see what's going to happen. I think that it's definitely going to take a couple of years. Not even a couple of years. I don't even know how long it's going to take, but we will rise again. We will be back in the talks of winning an SEC championship. We will be in the talks as a top 10 team again. We will be ranked. We'll see what happens. You know, enough of that. A new year. I mean, we embarked on a new year, and I hope that it's going great for you. I hope that it's being productive and you're happy and just all the way around together. It's just good. You know, I say thank God for new beginnings, new days, and just the opportunity to do things over. I'm thankful to see this new year. I was thankful for the things that didn't go as planned last year. I learned some very valuable lessons last year. Some more painful than others, but nonetheless, valuable lessons. I was so anxious for this new year to begin. You know, out with the old, please, just go. I wanted to move beyond 2012. I wanted to move into a new year with a new mind, just refocus everything. You know, people get so sentimental and reflective and emotional on New Year's Eve, and I'm like, I didn't want none of that. I didn't want to think about the negative things of 2012. I rang in the new year with a peace of mind. You know, remember that God builds the highways. We just got to get in that car and drive. We just got to get in and drive and just go. This new year has brought me some understanding. You know, I have dealt with a back injury for the last couple of years, and there are days where it's been harder than others, and that's one reason why I've gotten really more focused on my health and really into Pilates and hiking and just watching what I ate and to make my core strong, just so I could have the ability to walk on any given day and to be able to really live day to day without pain. And I could tell those days that I was not totally active, that I was getting down and it was hurting. You know, I've heard, you know, herniated disc. There were so many different things, elements they said that was causing this. And it was just back and forth. But I finally got a diagnosis maybe a month ago. I got really down and out and didn't know what was going on. I knew it just wasn't a herniated disc, you know, or something with that pain. I've been there before, dealt with that. I got a diagnosis, and it's something that I thought that I would never hear, but reality is reality, right? So with this diagnosis came the hard conversation and the hard realization of that this could hinder my active lifestyle. It's not something that I wanted to accept, and it's not something that I will ever accept. I will not speak on this subject other than this. I'm big about, I do not want to speak this disease into existence. Well, it's not something I will die from, but it is something that will hinder my my quality of life, my lifestyle that I'm accustomed to. And I won't let that get the best of me. I'm not in denial. It's not about being in denial. It's about being taking charge and saying, okay, you know what? I will overcome this. I will not let a doctor tell me how my lifestyle will be. I will move above this. And you know what? I will be back to my hiking every day. I will be back to my Pilates. I will be back to going and playing tennis. I will be going back and beating somebody, anybody, even if it's my son on the basketball court. You know what? I will be that. I will be back. And so, you know what? I have one thing to say to those doctors, and I think that this song is very fitting. So to all those doctors out there that said that I will not be able to have an active lifestyle, you know what? Here you go. Thank you for sticking around. You know what? There are just those moments when there are people that try to bring you down, that say that you will not achieve a certain goal, that say that you will not be successful. And you just have to say, you know what? Shut up. Never, ever back down from standing up for yourself and protecting yourself from those naysayers. Always have pride within yourself, regardless of where you are in your life or what you're trying to achieve. So that song by Letticy speaks volumes to me. You know, when I have one of those days, I put it on, I play it, and it gets me back focused. And it just reminds me of, you know what, it doesn't matter what anyone says. So I know it has been a while since my last show, and so I wanted to refresh your memory on how you can get in contact with me. If you are just now listening to Angelica's Room, I welcome you. I hope you get something out of this show, and I hope you join me again. And to all of my returning listeners, thank you for being so faithful to me and to always supporting me. If you have any feedback or comments or suggestions on my show, you can find me on Twitter at Angelica's Room. You can send me an email at angelicasroom@gmail.com, or you can dial into the show's hotline at 501-570-6832. Don't be shy. I love to interact with you all, and I want to know your feedback and your thoughts. All right, so let's get down to business. Ladies, regardless if you're married or dating or in a committed relationship, it's always important that we do our part. Guys are no different than us when it comes to staying happy in a relationship. They love novelty just like us. I know that we get so busy in life, and in today's world, we wear so many different hats. We take on so many different roles, and it's hard to find the time to really work on our relationships and to really keep him interested. But we have to take the time to keep him aroused and to keep his desire at peak. So today, I have 14 tips or suggestions or little ideas on how you can keep your man interested and keep him wanting more. It's simple things that you probably already do, and it's simple things just to make you rethink and really slow down and say, oh, yes, you're right, that's what I need to do. Or if you've been in your relationship for a while, it gets kind of, you get in the same routine sometimes, and you know what, it's time that there are those times that you need to spice it up some. So maybe this will just get you re-motivated or remind you of the little things that you used to do when you were in the infatuation stage or the very beginning of your relationship. My first tip is stroke his ego. Compliment his accomplishments and give him that pat on the back. A man loves it when his woman is proud of him, and show him that you're proud of him. When your man does something good, when your man achieves a goal, make him know that you're proud of him. Always, always support him in whatever he does. Number two, learn to seduce him. Now, this doesn't just stop in the bedroom, ladies. Learn to be sexy around him wherever you are, and find little creative ways to do this. Even if it's you're at the movies and it's how you cross your legs and lean into him and stroke his arm, or you rub the back of his neck if you're, you know, at the stoplight, give him little subtle hints that you are into him, and it might lead him to thinking, okay, what's next when we get home? Always, always learn to seduce him wherever you are. Number three, do not, and I repeat, do not be a drama queen. Now, if your man disrespects you, by all means, stand up for yourself. Do not take the disrespect. That's different. We, as women, we go off our emotions, so don't over-exaggerate a situation or blow it out of proportion to prove a point. Guys can see through the BS, ladies. Think before you start nagging. To you, it might not be nagging, but to them, it definitely is nagging if you're saying the same thing over and over and over. So really take the time and take the step back and think about before you start the conversation that could be considered nagging. Number four, be spontaneous. Shock him, awe him, surprise him with a sexy dinner, candlelight dinner when he's had a hard day at work. Have on that sexy outfit, or have on nothing at all, just but some heels, and never be predictable. He should never know your next move. If he knows your next move, that's boring. Always surprise him. You got to give him that awe factor. Number five, be his shoulder to lean on. Give him your strength and support when he's low on morale. Reassure him. I know that guys are to have this strong exterior, but they are only human and they do get down, and there are things that happen in their life that they need you. They need you to support them. Bring them up. Be their positive reinforcement so they know that everything will be okay. A queen has to be there to support his king when he falls, or a king will not rise again. Remember that. Number 6, take initiatives in bed. Now, if you've listened to my podcast before, I've spoken on this subject many times before because I'm a big believer that we as women, we have to take charge sometimes in the bedroom. Now, your guy may like taking control in bed, but when you dominate him and you show off your confidence, he can't help but notice you and really notice your sexiness. So be confident. You take the lead sometimes. Not all the times, but sometimes you take it over. Number 7, be dependent and interdependent. I know this is a little confusing, but be dependent when you are with him, but be independent when you're by yourself. It'll make him feel more like a man when he's around and he knows that he needs you, without feeling like you're needy when he's not with you. Don't be needy. Show him that you need him, but also show him that you are okay when he's away. You need him in your life, but you do not need him to survive. And this goes right into my next point. My next tip is number 8, do not be clingy or needy. Guys like it when their women need their help, but that stops usually at the infatuation period when you're first starting dating them. So really show him that you are self-reliant. Just like I said in the 7th tip, don't be so dependent on him that you cannot survive without him. Number 9, be sexually innovative. Know how to please your man, of course, in bed, but you know what? Spice it up a little bit. Have sex in different places. Role play with him. Wear just an apron and nothing else while you're cooking. You know, tie his hands to the bedpost. You get my drift. I mean, just do little things that you haven't really done before. Try new things. New things are great for a relationship. New things means that you are taking the initiative, doing something else, instead of getting into the same mundane routine always sexually. So try something else. Number 10, show interest in his hobbies. A guy would absolutely love for you to show some sort of interest in his hobbies, even if it's that him playing the Xbox, whatever sport he may like, if he's into building cars, whatever it may be. A man wants to spend time with a woman who shows a little bit of interest in what he's doing. He wants to spend his life with a woman who truly understands his hobbies and connects with them. You might not understand everything he does, and you shouldn't. If you like everything your man does, there's something wrong. I'm just saying, we are two different creatures, and more than likely, there is something that he likes that you do not, and that's okay. But show interest in something that he does. So if he goes rock climbing, go with him, or just show interest that you would want to do it with him. Number 11, have intellectual conversations. I know that guys like to have some arm candy, a girl who looks good when they're out, but he also wants a woman who can communicate with him and have an intellectual conversation at the end of the day. How boring would it be if you're with someone that you cannot conversate with, or you cannot talk about what's going on the political front or what's going on in the sporting world? That's boring. You have to be able to carry on in an intellectual conversation with your man. Let him know your mind. Let him know that you are a smart woman. Number 12, public display of affection. Good old PDA. Your man may shy away from PDA, but he still loves it when you cling to his arms like a damsel in distress, right? Any man does. It makes him feel more powerful and sexy. It makes him know that you want him. So, like I said before, if you're in the movies or, you know, if you're sitting at the stoplight, stroke the back of his neck, play with his hair. If you're walking down in the mall, you're going shopping, grab his hand, pinch him on the butt every once in a while. You know, do something that you're into him. Number 13, help him deal with life. You know, many men may behave like saviors of the world, but inside they're still little boys who need a hug or a good old kiss sometimes. Help your man deal with the blows of life. Help him understand that it's okay for him to be this little boy at times and need help, but you have to be there to help him. And my 14th tip, don't make him feel insecure. Flirt with others and talk to men, but never, ever at the cost of his insecurity. When your man is around, keep him close to you, and he will tend to show more affection. I know women, we tend to flirt unknowingly with other men. Cut it out. If you take it too far and your man sees it, it'll make him take a step back and think, okay. It'll make him rethink your relationship with him. Cut it out. Your man should be the only man that you show any sign of affection to, flirting to. I mean, it's normal. It's okay to talk to other men. I mean, that's a given. If your man has an issue with you simply talking to other men, then that's a red flag and that's a total different subject altogether. But never, ever make your man feel insecure. And number 15, I think before I said I had 14 tips, but I have actually 15. And my last tip is be happy and interesting. Be interesting and love life. See the happy side in everything, even in the most mundane of days. When you're optimistic, your infectious happiness will definitely rub on him. You be his positive force. I know that we can't always be this happy, happy, happy in person. That's given. But for the most part, be optimistic. Be happy. There's enough going on in life for him that he needs. He needs that positive force. Okay? So why don't you be that force? So with these little 15 little ideas or tips or suggestions, I hope that it helps you get back into the groove of keeping your man's attention and know that it's really important to stay in a committed and loving and an infectious relationship, that we have to take the time. And these are little things. I mean, we probably do those, but just be more mindful of them. And let's keep our men happy. Let's keep them coming home and wanting to be with us, all right? So I'm going to take a little break and I'll be right back with you.
Nobody likes to start over, over, over. Even when they know it's over, over, over. When we say till death do us part, I'm gonna mean it from the heart. I don't ever wanna ex again, ex again, ex again. So if you're planning on exiting, exit then, leave me now. I don't ever wanna ex again, ex again, ex again. And be forever my love, lost.
I've given up on love before. I just wanna be sure that you're for sure. Cause this is my last time. Could you be mine? And be forever my love.
don't ever wanna ex again, ex again, ex again. So if you're planning on exiting, exit then, leave me now. I don't ever wanna ex again, ex again, ex again. And be forever my love.
We ain't gonna stay together, stay together, stay together. Let's not be together, be together, be together. We ain't gonna stay together, stay together, stay together.
And be forever my love, love.
Thank you for sticking with me. Ladies, I hope that you got a little bit from the 15 tips that I spoke on. And it's probably things that you already do and you just don't think about. I mean, most of those are. But you know what? We want to feel sexy and empowered in our relationship. But you know what? We need to make our men feel sexy and empowered. We need to empower them and make them feel like the king that they should, you know, and it's time. And I know we can't do it all the time just with everything, but we need to be mindful of it. So I hope it helps you out a little bit. You know, if there are little things that you do, you have suggestions, let me know. Hit me up and I'll definitely speak on it. I would love to know what you do to keep your man interested and aroused. I think that we all would want to know how we can do that. I am making some changes to my show. I will be bringing on a co-host to talk sports every week. I will be having a gentleman join me starting next week, which I'm really excited about, and I can't wait for you guys to meet him on the show and get his thoughts on sports. So we'll get into that next week. I'm super stoked about that. And I am real big on daily affirmations. I'm big into meditation. I get up every morning and meditate and really start my day off on a positive note. I think we all should. I think the way you start your day is the way you should end your day. And I think the way that you start your day dictates the kind of day you will have. So I start my day on a positive note. Regardless of what I'm about to face in my day, I always start my day on a positive note. And I feel that it's key to staying focused. And it's key just to enjoying life. And I thought that this would be the perfect space for me to give you some positivity in life. And so I'll give you a little affirmation that you can take with you and really think about. And I hope that you use them. I hope that you use them. That's why I take the time to speak on them. The affirmation that I wanted to leave you with today is, I can risk doing what I feel is right. I love this one, and each day I have different ones that I read on and then I really meditate on. But this one I do regularly. I think I probably do it once a week because it just really reinforces in my mind, that makes me understand that regardless of what others are doing, regardless of what others say I should do or say how I should feel, that it's okay for me to do what I feel is right. And I think that's key. I think that we all should stand up and do what we feel is right. And it's in every avenue of our life. You do what you feel is right and understand that it's okay to risk doing what you feel is right. It's okay taking a step out and speaking on something that others might not believe in, or really taking a stand on something that others look down upon. Always, always do what you feel is right. And I love this little affirmation. I can risk doing what I feel is right. I hope that you can start, I hope you start your day out on a positive note, and I hope you end your night on a positive note. And I thank you for joining me, and it feels like this is my first show ever. This time last year is the first time that I put out a podcast, and I can't believe it's been a year. With everything that I have going on in my life, it's been hard for me the last 6 months to really do it consistently, but I'm now refocused on this, and I will be with you regularly. I hope that you enjoy yourself, and I hope you get some positivity out of my show. That's all I'm about. I'm all about spreading positivity and uplifting the next person, and I hope that you will do the same. So, until next time, please love one another and always stand up for what you believe. Have a great week.
Look in the mirror. Check yourself.
All black folks, let up. Keep your hands up high and the air's gonna get better.
We might see the sunshine. Living though it might snow sometimes.
The more you complain about it, the harder it's gonna get.
And the world might never see the rain. But we know we can all
we got to
make
better ourselves.
Change.
How about a song for the single baby mamas with them sorry baby daddies, y'all together? How you gonna have kids out there and you don't do nothing for them and act like you don't care? How the hell we gonna better ourselves if we just let ourselves self-destruct? How the fuck we gonna ever have something when the kids always want but don't wanna work for nothing? But ain't nothing left to blame it on. No sing, no slave songs, looking gotta move on. Hell, it's been over 70 years. It seems getting worse and worse each and every year.
We might see the sunshine, even though it might show sometimes. And the world might never see the rain. But we know we can all make a change.
We need a world that's free where kids can breathe. Not worry how the police harass our teens. And whatever happened to the man you heard? Black people struggle for pain endured. James Bird was his name, see it pays to learn. But it's hard when the dope is your main concern. Gotta get it together, that's what mama would say. Some days pour with the thunder, but the summer come wave. Maybe we could find a date, not far from now. When our troops come home, no gunshots now. Well, I'm Malcolm, Harris, and Frederick's gold. The way we live in life now is unacceptable. Young babies being found in receptacles. Drugs in the streets too accessible. When you live this life, it's really hard to change. But I know we shall overcome someday.
We might see the sunshine.
Oh, we might.
Even though it might snow sometimes.
Even though it might snow.
And the world might never see the rain.
Never see the rain.
But we know we can all make a change.
Another Dr. King, cause since we've been free, we done forgot our dream. And I done read books about how Rosa Parks played a part in all of this. Yes, and I'm about to gangsta slave like Kunta Kinte, who held it down back in them days. And about them long trips on a slave ship when they captured us and brought us from Africa. And how the past has made us call a past. Raped our women and mixed breeding all of our children. What's the use to us growing old when all our kids dying young or in jail for the 21? Tell me that.
Oh no, but I know we might
see the sunshine.